Hey, we're back here on Let's Get Local as we continue on. What great conversation with Rob and Just Coffee Co-op. Again, justcoffee.coop. You can get some great products there. And man, it's fun. It's incredible product and worldwide connected. So you have to just appreciate what, as a local company, they have done. Other organizations locally who do some great things are on our slate today as well. So let's get to our next guest coming up right here from Middleton Outreach Ministry.
Connect with Leslie Huber over at MOM, what's commonly known as MOM. And it is an organization that's been in our community a long time doing some really important work. So we're really glad to feature you on the program today. Leslie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So tell people about the organization, maybe if they're not familiar with it, because I know it has a lot of activities, a lot of work you do, but sometimes those nonprofits, they work quietly in our community. So please tell us.
As you mentioned, we've been here in this community for a long time, over 40 years now, and our mission is to bring our community together to create food and housing security through action and advocacy. So we're really focused on stability through food. We have a food pantry that we serve all of Dane County, and we also have some housing programs that focus on keeping people in their homes. We do also run some seasonal programs. Right now, we're in the midst of our back-to-school program that helps kids get ready for school. So those are some of our highlights.
A lot of us with that in our minds right now, with kids getting ready to go back to school already. I know most of our kids are dreading it, but it's getting the days go by and we've got to be prepared. So
it's hard to believe some are sticking by so quickly.
Absolutely. I want to talk to you about that in a minute, but before we go there, let's talk a little bit about the organization. You and I were just talking before, and so you've been on staff for a while, but you started out as a board member in the organization or being involved as a volunteer. Tell us more about that journey for yourself.
Yes, I live in Middleton, and so MOM is actually just down the street. I was aware of the really great work that they did in the community, and I worked in communications and nonprofits. I started doing some communications work with MOM. I served on their board, which was a really great experience. MOM has really had quite a journey the last few years, and being part of watching that change and that growth, first as a board member and now as a staff member, has been really exciting. As a board member, I got to see the organization from a different viewpoint, and I really was excited about what I saw and about the work they were doing to really help people, help our neighbors, focused on stability and some emergency assistance, but it's really more than that. It's helping people find that long-term stability. And I wanted to be even more of a part of that. So when there was an opportunity for a staff position, I applied and was really excited to get to do this every day now.
We're talking with Leslie Huber over at Middleton Outreach Ministry. The website is momhelps.org, momhelps.org. It's such a wide range of things that you offer and you work with to support the community there, Leslie. But tell us a little bit about kind of, we talked about the back to school efforts now. It's so critical kids to have the things they need just to function in school, to give them that opportunity to be their best. So tell us about your efforts on that front.
Yeah, we run a specific program called Back to School. As we know, for kids to start the school year ready to learn, there's a lot of things they need. And some of those are met through our other programs, that food security, having enough nutritious food to eat. Lots of studies have shown that's important for kids' success and, of course, stable housing. But we wanted to come in and provide additional help, and that's with our Back to School program. So last year, we handed out over 525 backpacks filled with school supplies. So we work with the school district and we get a list for each grade so that these are the actual things that the kids at different ages need. We have a different list for our first graders, for our fifth graders, for our high schoolers. We, get donations of both money and school supplies, get those really sturdy backpacks that they need, earbuds, all sorts of things. And we work with the schools to get those lists, and we work with our registered MOM clients and are able to hand those out to kids of all ages to help them have what they need and to take that financial stress off of families. Because for those of you who have children, you know that those school supply costs can really add up, especially if you have more than one child. And when you're really needing to use your limited income toward food and housing, it's nice to not have that to be something they have to worry about.
I think it's so critical for some of the nonprofits that we have in our community that they're here, because most of the time, so much of the time, a lot of them are really just working on the basics, on trying to give everyone the opportunity to have the basics in life so they can then operate from an area and maybe elevate themselves to a new place. But if you are in a struggling situation where you're just trying to focus on how do I get even just housing, food, just some of the basics for us to live, I mean, that can really, really be difficult for families and just individuals and make people feel like they're not even a part of the community. So I love that about your work.
Right. A lot of the families that we work with, families and individuals, these are people who are working often more than one job. As we all know in our community, the cost of housing is very high. And so sometimes just being able to, they could be moving along, paying those costs, and something happens in their life. So someone has a health situation or an employment change that really throws things out of whack and can create a downward spiral. And that's where we can come in and help to prevent that, to help families stay in their homes, to prevent the homelessness or hunger experience, and help them access those resources and get that emergency help that prevents going into that crisis situation. And of course, it's all possible because of the support of our community. And that's the other thing that makes it such a really community-centered organization. It's helping people in the community, but it's through the support of community members, individuals, and organizations that enable us to do that work.
I want people to know two things now. One, how can they help support your work?
I would say right now we have two things that I would love for people to know about. And one is our Cans of Hope campaign. So when COVID started in March of 2020, we went to an all drive-through model for our food pantry. And we only recently this summer have begun bringing people back to in-person shopping. We're able to provide food for the community all through the pandemic. But as we bring people back to in-person, we're restocking our shelves with a wide variety of food instead of just operating off a menu system. So we would love to have people support this program. You can learn more about it on our website at momhelps.org. You can support through monetary donations. We have a generous matching donor right now who's matching all donations up to $10,000 through that program. And we'd also love support of donated non-perishable food items. Personal essentials and fresh produce are all items that we take. And of course, the other way to support right now, I would say, is with the Back to School program.
Incredible things happening over at Middleton Outreach Ministry. Again, head to momhelps.org and you can support their work. Man, incredible groups here doing great things and helping people who need it. I love it. Hope you'll be back on the other side of the break. We've got a second half of the show coming up with Laura Stanfield of Homebuyers Roundtable of Dane County.